Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is July 20th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Venus is together with Mercury in Gemini, which is a promising combination for negotiations and compromise. But Mars is together with Saturn in Venus's sign Libra, a combination known for being uncompromising.
These two malefic planets, Mars, the planet of war and destruction, and Saturn, the planet of harsh reality and suffering, are transferring their energy to Venus, the ruler of Libra. This turns normally benign Venus into a malefic acting planet, reversing what we would normally expect from the planet of harmony, agreement, and compromise.
Last Tuesday, a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel, brokered by Egypt, didn't even last a day before rockets and bombs started raining down on Gaza again. And on Friday, a new phase in the conflict began when Israel launched a ground offensive with tanks and armored vehicles crossing over the border into the Palestinian communities.
Meanwhile, over in Ukraine, a Malaysian airliner with 298 people on board, en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, was shot down by a Russian-made surface-to-air missile fired by pro-Russian separatists who believed that the plane was a Ukrainian military transport.
And this has created international outrage and escalated the Ukraine situation to new levels, the ramifications of which are still being sorted out by Ukraine, Russia, the U.S., and the Europeans. At least it has forced Russia, Ukraine, and the separatists to the bargaining table.
So, Ron, this past week's events seem to me to be an escalation of the Mars-Uranus pattern we were watching for the past several months, where Mars, the planet of violence, interacted with Uranus, the planet of rebellion.
Agreed, David. Now we are getting what appears to be a more serious phase, with Mars teaming up with Saturn, creating the energy of intense determination and ruthlessness, and setting the stage for real crisis.
And let's not forget, even though Mars entered into Libra several days prior, it is still closely conjunct Rahu, a combination that leads to danger, accidents, and a sense of urgency.
And note, too, that Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events, has been stationary in the heavens as it prepares to go retrograde. A stationary planet is extra strong for giving its effects.
So we have actually three different planetary patterns in the zodiac, all indicating for dramatic events and creating a crisis mode.
And these patterns will be all continuing into the coming week.
A couple of weeks ago, we did an analysis of Obama's chart. We predicted that with Mars going through his 10th house, there would be more unilateral actions coming from the president.
Last Wednesday, after determining that Putin's hints at cooperation were leading nowhere, the Obama administration added more sanctions against Russia over the fighting in Ukraine, marking a return to confrontation with the Russian president.
The renewed fighting and lack of diplomatic progress is yet another manifestation of Venus unable to act beneficially due to Mars and Uranus being in Libra, Venus's sign of harmony, compromise, and agreement.
Mars plus Saturn is a combination that produces crisis, and now we have one, namely the shooting down of the Malaysian airliner, which has forced all parties to the negotiations table.
Quite the game changer as well.
Turning to the USA chart, we now have both K2 and Uranus transiting together in the fourth house of the lands of the country.
The savage wildfires in Washington State are not a good omen for the future. Now that K2 is joining forces with Uranus, K2 is the planet of chaos and is Kujavats. That means to say fiery, like Mars, and very unpredictable. Adding it to electrifying Uranus, the planet of sudden unexpected events, does not bode well for the lands of the nation.
Yes, an unfortunate combination for the country. And with that, we conclude this week's Review of the Week. Be sure to click in with us next week.